You know, and like people who are sleeping in a bus station are just like, I mean, they're not homeless, of course, or not of course, but I mean, like, they're not necessarily homeless because they're going somewhere and they bought this ticket or whatever. But it's like, I think like the kind of people who sleep in a bus station are hard on their luck, you know, and the kind of people who are.
Well, or just they're poor.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's kind of the same thing as hard on their luck.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know if someone's not like hard on their luck if they have a job. It's just like a low-paying job, right? I
Of
mean,
course
they're
not. Of
taking
course
care of
not. No,
themselves,
you're
right?
right. And it's like, and like I said, there's no, this is not like a hard and fast. I'm not saying like people, if you're sleeping in a bus station, then like, oh my God, you're like, you know, you've lost a life, you know? But like if you're sleeping in an airport, it's not like you spent your last dollar to get this plane ticket, you know, and you're stuck at the
As
airport, you
soon
know?
as I get to Toledo, then my life's gonna turn around.
But usually people who are stuck at an airport, it's like, oh, like they missed their connection, you know, whatever. It's like, and they're in a position to fly, which costs a little more money in and of the ticket. I mean, you have to get to the airport, you have to arrange transportation, you know, you don't, and you can't just show up in another city that's airportable, you know, like in other words, like you need to fly there and then not have means, right? Whereas you can get off at the bus stop at like a lot of cities and like, you know, whatever it is you did here, you know, in terms of being not necessarily high powered in society, you could do over there next to the bus stop, right? But like the airports are usually far away from, yeah. I mean, like if I flew to Toronto and I didn't have a job, like if I was at the airport, I'd have to pay money to get away from the airport. I'd have to get into the city and do something there, right? Whereas if the bus stop just
You've
drops
never
you off,
walked from an airport
how is
aimlessly?
it even possible?
I've done that several times.
In
I've
which country?
done it I did it in Ireland.
Exactly.
I did it in I did it in Seattle.
You could walk from the airport.
Yeah, I did. And then I hopped on a bus and I just sort of went in a random direction. It was like I had some time, you know? It's just sort of like, I'll see what's around.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like a lot of airports that I've been to,
They're far off, or
they're
they're
far off,
outside,
and
yeah.
they're not, I mean, there are no sidewalks to the airport. That's all I'm saying. It's like the sidewalk is not like connected to the
You're
city.
saying that the airport is geared toward automobile
No, it's
transport.
geared towards non-walking. Like a lot of airports have BART or
Subway or train
subways,
or something.
trains, buses, something, right? But
Right.
it's like you can't just like walk off and like, oh, there's a 7-Eleven. Let me go see if somebody like will offer me a job or, you know, something like that. Like you're not gonna get your life started from walking from the airport. You know what I mean? Like.
Well, that's definitely true of San Francisco Airport. I mean, you have to cross a major freeway to get anywhere from the San
I mean,
Francisco
it's true of a
Airport.
lot of airports, I feel like.
But
San
I
Jose.
don't know, like San Diego is pretty close
Yeah, but still, it's
to
not like.
downtown.
You're right, but I mean, it's still like not like you could super walk there, you know? It's like you have to like go across a major street and like the sidewalk probably ends somewhere, you know? It's not in the middle of downtown like a bus station is, you know? It's not like, oh, 30 yards that way is a place that you could talk to people about getting a job or a place to stay or whatever. Unless, of course, you're talking about the Hilton. Because, yeah, there's a courtesy desk at the airport and it'll take you to the Hilton and you can get $30 a night or $100 a night or whatever it is, right? So, I mean, I was not passing judgment on anybody who sleeps at the bus stop, you know? But,
That weigh in with your opinions, fair listeners.
I'm just loading it with a little bit of preconceived notions and I think reality, you know, it's like, okay, let's just be real about like where the stations in life are, you know, and if like you're flying, you know, a plane somewhere and or you're taking a bus, usually there's a little difference in the levels of income and like the means and the desire to do one way to travel or the other. Like, would you rather take a bus to San Diego or fly?
You're asking me?
Well, I mean, it's kind of rhetorical, but it's like fly, right? I mean, like it's a long bus ride, and it's probably pretty miserable if you're on a Greyhound with like eight other, with like 18 or 40 or how many people are on that bus? 50 people? I don't know. You know, they stop like every 3 hours. It's annoying. So yeah, I mean, you know, I hope maybe I back myself out of that. I don't know if I like dug that hole and filled it
That was a
up
pretty
or.
deep hole. That was a pretty deep hole. We'll see. I'm gonna not throw dirt on you though.
Okay.
I'm gonna let it slide for now and
I wonder if I ended up just a couple inches as opposed to the few feet I was below.
we'll see. We'll see if anyone responds to this one. But here's sort of, I mean, this could be sort of related. to what we were talking about. But this is something I was thinking about just sort of as a random sort of conversation piece, because I was kind of, have you ever just like sort of gotten lost in like fantasy land in your own head, you know, daydreamed basically or whatever about something?
I think so, but I'd like to hear more
Okay, so
before I commit.
I was daydreaming the other day. I was daydreaming that I was playing music in front of people, and then I was like talking to the people who I was playing music in front of, and I was saying, I think, you know, one of the best things is to play in a band. And then I was thinking, whoa, 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 I gotta retract that in my fictional, you know, daydream thing. So then I was thinking, all right, what are the best things you can do as a person? Like, what are, if you could, in very general terms, if you could come up with like 3 to 5 things, what are the best things you can do as a person?
This is a weird question because I mean you're talking about like are you talking about like kind of like value sort of things or like just like baseball player, like rock star, president of the United
Well, I
States
think
or
no, I mean, I was thinking more like in terms of actions.
I mean I guess but wouldn't it be easy just to like just to name like all the things that you want to do in your life in terms of like the values like live for others, make the world a better place, and all that stuff. And then you
Right,
just
but
kind
how do
of.
you do that? Like, here's okay, so say you have that goal or whatever. Like, so I was thinking, okay, if I had to come up with like a top 5 or a top 3 or whatever best things, I think the best thing you could probably do, maybe, or one of the top few would be to like be a really good parent, you know, if you, assuming you had kids, I guess.
Okay.
Helping people, you know, would be a really good thing to do. And then somewhere around like number 5, I'd play in a band.
Playing a band. How does that come anywhere near?
It's awesome. Maybe it's just more self-gratification than anything else, but it was sort of a humorous thought there. I was like, okay, yeah. So playing a band has to take a step down from helping people. So playing a band's number 3. No, wait. There's another thing that's probably better than playing in a
Maybe you
band.
play in a therapeutic band.
That would be bad music.
Maybe you
That would be
play in
such annoying
a
music
child's band, you know?
for kids.
Like for like Sesame Street, you write Sesame Street music.
Okay, that's okay. But a therapeutic band?
I
No.
don't know. I don't
That
know.
would be
Art
really
therapy?
bad.
Art therapy?
Oof. I think the Rolling Stones are therapeutic.
Some of their lyrics are kind of anti-therapeutic,
They
aren't
are actually.
they?
They're somewhat chauvinistic. But oh well. I don't know. Any thoughts on that, or was that a go nowhere?
No, I mean I guess it's kind of generally speaking I agree with that like in terms of like you didn't really say anything to agree with but I agree with the idea that you should think of what it is that you want to accomplish in your life and make sure that you do that. And I think like almost anything you can make of it, you know, and like I mean I'm an engineer. I don't know if I each one of my companies has had sort of a motto, you know, so like our old company was connecting people. So, you know, I would like tell people, oh, I connect people. You know, like, what do you do? Oh, I connect people. That's what we do. You
That's
know,
really corny.
but it's like, you know, and obviously on a day-to-day basis, like, I mean, I just like wrote code and like, you know, solved like little tiny bugs in the products or whatever. And it's like, did I today connect people? No, I did not. But you know, like the sum of my work is to do that, I guess, right? And if you if one was to really like really believe in that motion or that motive and like that directive to connect people, then that then okay, I can feel confident that's what I do. But that's I obviously didn't believe
But
what I
wasn't their real motto profit the shape for the shareholders? Hey.
that's not my motto, but okay, and that actually so but so what you could say is that ultimately is where it did end up, right? And but what I well, so is that all right? Is that okay? Like is that bad or is that good or is it just kind of like a zero sum sort of thing, you know? And I guess the way I looked at it was as long as it didn't do harm,
It's okay.
it's okay. And then what did I do with the money that I earned? You know, and so like yeah, I mean I don't know if it's very difficult I think to find a job that you that really does necessarily give back to people. Especially it's sort of like this weird more morality thing, because it's like you're getting paid, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, I'm getting paid, so am I performing a service or am I doing good work? You know, if I was doing good work, I would just do it for the love of, you know, like people and not accept payment. But it's like, I got to live. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I got paid. But I also did like, I volunteer and stuff like that. And I donated some of my money to charity and things like that, you know. And more than like the $8. Or the $3 of the guy who was annoying me on my way to the bus or whatever. But I mean, like, I gave money and I like volunteered. And like, yeah, like if somebody like fell down or something like that, I would help them and then laugh about them later. But I helped them, more importantly, you know. And so, like, you know, not everybody could be in a position to work with the homeless or to work with kids, you know, at like, you know, who are abused or whatever, you know. So, like, I think we can all...
What? I'm sorry. I just think... I don't know. I can't put a finger on it, but I just feel like there's got to be something wrong in there somewhere.
Okay, I guess we can all do that, but many of us don't. All right.